Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 271 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Major Super Abilities section, and today we've got a classic, Create Force Field. The ability to create force bubbles, force boxes, walls of force, certainly goes back to the Golden Age. You know, Green Lantern does it. Invisible Woman also learned to do it after the writers decided that being invisible was a hard power to get into the mix sometimes. So there was this little period of experimentation in early Fantastic Four where it's like, she can also see things that are invisible because they're hidden? Or how about this? What if she's, like, she can make invisible things visible? Would that be... Or how about this? What if she could just do whatever the fuck she wants? But she's like Green Lantern, but it's invisible energy, so it's, like, conceptually related. Don't mess with the Invisible Woman. She'll make an invisible pistol and shoot you in the head with an invisible bullet. You should have known. It's right in her name. As I've perhaps implied, Create Force Field is quite a powerful ability in comic books, and these mechanics do bear that out. First of all, you can shoot bolts of force that do low to middling damage. 2d6 apiece, you can shoot two at once if you want, if you've got both your hands free. You either have to shoot the bolts out of your hands, or you can shoot one invisible bolt out of your forehead, but you can't aim it properly. I'm not sure why your forehead exactly. It's funny that in Palladium, it's like you can shoot something out of your hand if you need to aim, but if you don't need to aim or your hands are tied, like the other point of least resistance in the human body, I guess, is for something to come right out of your forehead, which I guess is like the palm of the brain if you think about it. So that's the first thing you can do, the offensive thing you can do. But the main thing you can do is create a defensive force field. There's a boring version of this where you can create like a 200 SDC tight-fitting flexible force field around you, and it's just like a little aura that's protective, and that's it. Nothing interesting to say there. Or you can create a very strong geometrical shape, like a wall or a bubble or a box, with a ton of SDC, 100 times your physical endurance in SDC. So if you've got an average physical endurance of about 11, that's 1,100 SDC you've got at your disposal. You can split it up among multiple force fields if you want. And from there, the details start to get hazy. Here are the like vital statistics of this power. Quote, range, self, parentheses any, or others, parentheses any type excluding the form-fitting armor, 40 feet, parentheses 12.2 meters, per level of experience. It's hard to convey orally on the podcast this sentence because you would think it would have punctuation or some kind of clarifying structure, but it really doesn't. It's three things: self or others, 40 feet per level of experience. I don't know if this means there are three options. You can do it on yourself, on somebody else, or anywhere within 40 feet per level, or if it means you can either do it on yourself or you can do it on anyone else within 40 feet per level. So like that's the range, but it always has to be centered on a person. The reason I ask is because you can create geometric objects, as we discussed before, like a box, with this power. So if you can create it just freestanding anywhere you want, then you could create it to make like an object to stand on if you need to climb up somewhere. Or you could even maybe make like a floating platform possibly. Or, you know, you could make a ramp to do a sweet jump off of with your car. But there's no indication of where you can put this stuff. I'm going to assume that you can do them freestanding, but I don't really know. Duration, 10 minutes plus 2 minutes per level of experience, or until the force field is destroyed or canceled by the field's creator. But it says that a new one can be erected instantly when the old one expires. However, it also says that it takes 2 attacks per melee to raise a force field, which doesn't sound instantaneous to me. So I don't know if maintaining a force field is an exception, and that's instantaneous instead of 2 actions because there was already one there, or if you get to instantaneously out of turn, spend 2 actions to maintain the field. After that, there's a bonus. Quote, +2 to create a force field as a shield slash wall to block or parry an attack. There's no further mention of this tactical option, where you can use a force field as part of a parry, but apparently you have it. Apparently you get +2 to it, and apparently it's a viable parry despite the fact that, as mentioned, it takes 2 actions to do. So none of this really fits together. But that's not even where our real problems are. Our real problem comes with maximum size. And this is where the author's struggles with geometry, which we saw at the beginning of the superpower section, really come to the fore. Quote, approximately a 40 square foot area, plus 10 feet per level of experience. Now, this may seem like a niggling objection that I'm making, but please consider. Consider that someone is trying to sell you a swimming pool, or a hot tub, and they give you its measurements in square feet. Wouldn't that perhaps give you pause? If you were about to move, and you needed boxes of cardboard to pack up your shelf of RPG books, rather than boxes of energy to potentially save your life from super criminals, even so, wouldn't you be a little concerned about boxes measured in square feet? You really need cubic measurements, don't you? It's customary to use cubic measurements when measuring things like boxes. However, that's not how we do things here in Heroes Unlimited. Here, we measure three-dimensional objects and effects in square measurements and just kind of assume that they go up like 10, 15 feet. That's kind of what we arrived at in that metaphor about the ripples in the pond that we talked about at the beginning of the chapter. Now, first of all, only SDC is conserved over multiple force fields. Size is not. Furthermore, because we're using square measurements and not cubic measurements as we should be, and because the thickness of the force field has no bearing on its strength, it's almost trivial to make extremely long walls or other effectively two-dimensional objects, other planes. I guess the dumbest thing in this page is just the fact that there's a pretty well-standardized block of information that powers need, and create force field really needs all of them, and none of them work. Range, unclear. Duration, works until you have to renew the force field, at which point it becomes pretty hazy. Attacks per melee, 2, which contradicts duration and the implication that you can parry with the force field. A bonus to a tactic that isn't supported by the rest of the power, and then a maximum size for a three-dimensional object measured in terms of two-dimensional measurement. Oh, and by the way, the rate of SDC recovery for force fields, if they do get damaged, is 200 SDC an hour, or 3 per minute. I'll let you work out the math for that one. Just overall, a sloppy power, one that players are bound to be creative with. Like, off the top of my head, what happens if I make a force field in the shape of an arch, like an extended arch with a flat top? And then what if I make another force field that's a big solid block on top of that? And then trick somebody into walking into the arch and then dispel the arch so that the block force field drops on them. Does it work that way? Are force fields solid? Do they have weight? Can they fall? Can they crush? This is, of course, only a trick to get the GM to say, no, that force field stays where you created it, because if I can make freestanding force fields in midair, I am fucking set. This is the only superpower I need. If you can't figure out how to fuck up a campaign with freestanding immovable objects suspended in space, your PC card is revoked. Anyway, overall, a potentially creative power, hamstrung by the fact that, for whatever reason, the author just does not want to talk about the three-dimensionality of objects. Anyway, this is only partly Create Force Field's fault. It really goes back to the general radius rules for superpowers. Speaking of which, join me next time for another power broken by referencing other broken rules on MDC The Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.